So I believe we did talk a bit about class, but let's start by explaining again what class was.
In brief, we say class is a newspaper written by, for, and about the high school students of Clark County. And that include all the high schools, including the private schools. We had kids at every school who were kind of our correspondents. We worked with the journalism teachers, with the principals, with anybody who wanted to get involved. The Spanish section was started by Elise Axe. Do you know, have you met Elise Axe?
No,
That's not her name anymore.
No, it isn't.
Wolf, Elise Wolf.
Wolf. Oh, that's somebody you may want to meet. She's
Okay,
Jewish.
all right. That's
And her
okay.
father, oh, she was wonderful. She was such a biggie in the school district. When she found out what we were doing, she asked us if we would please do a section for Spanish language kids. And that's why we have this section in every newspaper. It's at least 4 pages.
It's called
And
Diganos.
díganos, I think that means talk to us.
Yeah, let's talk.
Talk.
Yes.
Let's talk. Something like that. So that got started in there, and it just
But you left out the part of why David wanted to do this.
And
Oh,
is
yeah.
David is David Phillips?
Yes.
Okay, and that's your son?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, explain why he wanted to do this. That's good.
You want me to talk?
Well, he was a graduate of
He went to
Bishop Gorman High School, and he didn't know what other kids were doing, and he thought the newspaper would allow the kids to talk across the campus, across the county. So that was his idea.
All his other friends were going to regular Clark County school district schools, and he didn't know what they were doing. They just And they were all over the area. You know, it wasn't like they were all in one school. So, as Paul said, he wanted to have a sense of what his friends were doing. And they could share their ideas and their happy times and their hard times. And there have been some very heavy-duty editorials in that paper written by kids. One was, what was that, Paul?
Well, there's a, the kids are, the schools themselves put too much restriction on what the kids can do and say. We had to pay attention to that also, but they were able to say things in class that they couldn't say in their school newspaper.
So there was less censorship.
Yeah, less censorship.
Yeah, okay.
Now, if we got something that was politically slanted one way or another, we always went out and got a second, you know, an opposing view, and we matched them up. We would have the two views on the same issue, on the same page, actually.
And how did you
Started.
get the students involved?
Started by going to schools and talking to the principals, asking if they would allow the publication in the school. And yes, and could we involve the journalism teachers or the English teachers or whoever we wanted? And nobody said no. It was amazing. And if we ran into an issue that was a little touchy, we would talk to the teacher about it.